Good morning and welcome. This is Becky Spieth, the Christian Direct Seller, and we're talking about procrastination this morning. You know, a lot of people question about procrastination and really wonder, you know, what is procrastination? Why do I procrastinate? And one of my favorite verses, especially when I'm thinking about my own business, is Ecclesiastes 11:4 from the New Living Translation. It says, if you wait for perfect conditions, you're never going to get anything done. And isn't that the truth? You know, the dictionary defines procrastination as to delay or put off something until a later date, especially intentionally or habitually. And isn't that the truth, that a lot of times we just don't intend for it necessarily to turn into procrastination or turn into a habit, but our lives, we're such creatures of habit, and we just have a tendency to slack off a little bit once we start versus staying in intention. And it can become an annoying habit that is one that can kind of take over our lives. Do you know that millions of lives are less than they can be or should be spiritually, physically, intellectually, emotionally, and in all areas because we perpetually procrastinate? Now, I don't want everybody walking around here with feeling guilty or coming under huge condemnation. If this is you, just say, you know what? Thanks for the reminder, Lord. I appreciate you loving me so much that you bring it to my attention. We need to repent and we need to move forward from that. So don't walk around and take on a bunch of baggage and guilt this morning. If this is you, just know that today is your day for freedom and you have that opportunity just waiting for you right there. We're going to be talking a little bit about some of the verses and what does it really say in the Bible about procrastination, as well as how to get free from it, because I don't want you to stay there. You know, this is really a universal problem that most of us put off dealing with. Why would we procrastinate dealing with our procrastination? Interesting thought, right? But most of us know what to do. We just tend to put it off, and after a while, it just becomes our lifestyle. So if you're a procrastinator, do you constantly put things off, or do little things kind of get in your way? I found a poem that I thought was really funny. It says, procrastination is my sin. It only brings me sorrow. I know that I should give it up. In fact, I will tomorrow. So know that today is your day of freedom. You know, what causes procrastination? A lot of times it's caused by indecision, and a lot of times that's because we're in overwhelm. But have you ever been in a restaurant where the waiter comes over and you make him go away because you just can't make up your mind? Or you've ever pursued the menu, you order, and then after the entree arrives, you say, oh, man, I wish I would have ordered whoever is, like, sitting across from you what they ordered or at the next table. Indecision makes us procrastinate. It makes us put off buying a car, choosing college, changing jobs, getting bookings, doing our phone calls. It makes us do all kinds of things. And do you know in James 1:8, it tells us that a double-minded man is unstable in all he does. Another cause of fear is fear. We're afraid and we put things off. Have you ever postponed a visit to the dentist when you needed to go? I know I have, and I know this is something that we're always on my husband about. He's had a bad tooth, and he even went in and had him work on it and have it packed, but he knew he needed a root canal, and he put it off. Well, then yesterday, he was biting down even on a soft cookie, and he realized, oh my goodness, I have procrastinated long enough. But we just don't like going to the dentist, or maybe we have an aversion to it. Have you ever put off having a surgery or going in for a physical, thinking something might be wrong and you just didn't want to know the answer? Have you put off sharing your business opportunity with someone because you just didn't know how they would receive it? Or what about sharing your faith with a hostess or a customer or even a coworker? Why? Usually because you're afraid. Fear makes us procrastinate. It tells us in Proverbs 29:25 that the fear of man is a trap. So we know we don't have to fall into the enemy's trap. Another cause could be perfectionism. Perfectionism tends to make us procrastinate. Solomon said, whoever watches the wind will not plant. Whoever looks at the clouds will not reap, in Ecclesiastes 4. In other words, if you wait till everything's just right, like we talked about it, like the clouds or the barometric pressure and every little thing, like your office being organized enough and you know, the right time to call and the perfect time to have the party, you'll never get it done. I like the way that the Living Bible paraphrases that, and I really want to drive this home, because if you wait for everything to be perfect and have perfect conditions, you're never going to get anything done, because perfectionism will for sure cause procrastination. It's a way for us to kind of hide from our procrastination, and then it causes more. Another cause could be anger. You know, procrastination may be a way of getting back at people that we don't like, or people we don't want to please. Kind of sounds a little bit like rebellion, too, in a sneaky kind of way. You know, have you ever told your kids to turn off the TV or to wash your hands and come to the table and eat, and then 2 minutes later you go back in and you say, turn off the TV, go wash your hands, come to the table and eat, and then 5 minutes later, why is that? It's because the show is so good, or is it because the kids are masters of procrastinating to let you know that they're wanting their independence? Kind of sounds like rebellion again, right? Does anyone have a mate that you've been asking to do a certain thing for months and they're not doing it? Maybe it's to change the oil in the car. Maybe it's to paint the shed. Maybe it's to pull some weeds. But for one reason or another, they're resisting. Procrastination is sometimes a form of passive resistance that might also be considered anger or rebellion. Another reason could be laziness. You know, the most prevalent of all causes is purely and simply laziness. In the Proverbs, it gives us a great word for someone that is lazy. We call them a sluggard. Think about the old slug, how it creeps along. Have you ever been digging in your garden and you find a slug? What about a sloth? Ew, they're so gross. They have mold and stuff growing on them because they don't move enough. Yuck. It tells us in Proverbs 13:4 that the sluggard craves and gets nothing. So they say they want a business. They say they want more clients. They say they want more bookings. But they get nothing because the desires of the diligent are fully satisfied. The people that actually go to work, they're satisfied. What is it really saying about the sluggard? That they just say they wish it, they want it, they crave it, but they don't do anything about it. You know, our generation has a really low tolerance of sacrifice and pain. And I can remember many times my dad, I mean, he would tell us, you have to get your schoolwork done as soon as you come home, because that way there you'll have the rest of the evening. And if I wouldn't do it, oh, it would be awful. Or many times we would hear our older generation say, you've got to do the tough things now to have the easy life later, right? So think about, what are you procrastinating? What's really the cost? Do you know that when we are procrastinating, it creates all kinds of obstacles? You know, the way of the sluggard, that lazy procrastinator, is blocked with thorns, according to Proverbs 15:19. And procrastination always makes the problem much worse. What happens if you put off a leaky roof? And you put it off and you put it off. Well, pretty soon you've got to get a whole new roof. What's happening if you're putting off getting your bookings or making your sales calls? What about your customer care? Keep putting it off, keep putting it off. Pretty soon you have no business and you've got to start all over. Have you ever had a major problem with your engine in your car because you put off checking or changing the oil in your car? Procrastination turns a problem into a crisis. It creates obstacles. That's what the cost is. And, you know, procrastination also wastes opportunities. And we've got such an incredible opportunity with our businesses right now to take advantage of that comes up each and every day. Again, Proverbs 24 says, a sluggard does not plow in season, so at harvest time, he finds nothing. So if we're not planting the seeds, if we're not filling our funnel, if we're not networking, if we're not talking about our business, what's going to really be happening? When it's time for us to go in because we need to reap the harvest, there's going to be nothing there. The procrastinator doesn't take advantage of the opportunity to plant, so he doesn't reap. And when opportunity knocks, I'm going to tell you right now, open the door, jump in, both feet. And procrastination hurts other people. When we procrastinate and we don't offer people our business opportunity or the opportunity to host a get-together or get free product or even get product at our regular retail prices because the the product is so extraordinary. Our service should be so phenomenal. And our business opportunity can change lives. It can be the greatest gift that you give any person, and it can be something different for each person. You don't even know what it can be doing for them. It could be giving them a car that they didn't have. It could be just doing something as simple as providing milk and bread that they might run out of in the middle of the week, providing them food for the end of the week. I know that was the case when I first started direct selling. It could be all kinds of things. It could be a college education. It could be educating our next president of the United States. I mean, we have no idea the possibilities that we have. But when we procrastinate because we don't share, it hurts other people. It keeps us from being loving to other people. It prevents us from sharing the gospel with other people and furthering the kingdom. It can mean someone else's eternity. You know, love requires commitment and effort, and we need to do things whether we feel like it or not. A lot of people don't want to exert the extra effort, and we know that's the only difference between ordinary and extraordinary are those five letters, extra. It's easier to be lazy than it is to be loving. It's easier to be lazy than it is to be intentional about our business. I can't tell you how many people lose their business on a daily, weekly, monthly, and annual basis because people are lazy. People are sluggards. Think about how many marriages fail because people will not commit to excellence. They won't be intentional about building their marriages. You know, how many times have you heard people that are divorced, they'll say, oh, well, yeah, I knew I could have probably saved it, or I knew what I should do. I just decided, you know, I just couldn't. I can't. Really, is it that you can't or that you won't? You can't get any bookings or you won't. You can't set any appointments or you won't. You think you'll put it off. You'll think it'll get better. Or that people will just start running, you know, you down the street saying, hey, I want to schedule an appointment. Think about how your procrastination is hurting all the people around you, your potential customers, your potential hosts, your potential team members, your potential leaders, your mate, your spouse. What about your children? Many times slothful parents produce problem children. It creates problems with your children if you put off teaching them. If you put off discipline, if you postpone another family vacation and creating memories. If you're not providing the income that you could with all the extras from your business, because people are out there waiting for you. So what can you do? You can quit making excuses. It tells us in Proverbs 22:13 that the sluggard says, there's a lion outside or I'll be murdered in the street. Oh, well, if you missed the point of that one, let me tell you. What is being said here by Solomon is that we can come up with all kinds of excuses, and everybody has excuses, but we might say, I have reasons. Get real with yourself. Is it a reason or isn't it an excuse? What is your excuse? What leads you to say, well, one of these days, or I'll get to it later, or no one wants to do this, so I'll find another way, or my office isn't clean enough, or I've got to do this before I can do the important things, the income-producing activities. You know, the Bible says that a lazy man is full of excuses. So what we need to do is we need to quit making excuses. We need to stop stalling. We need to stop saying one of these days, because guess what? One of these days is none of these days. And if you tend to procrastinate, I want to give you three words that can change your life forever. Do it now. Write that in on your mirror in your bathroom with a dry erase board. Put it on a sign by your computer. Put it on your date book. Whatever it takes. Put it at the very top of your iCal where it's, you know, you can put in a daily activity or even a weekly activity. Do it now. Remind yourself every time you feel like, you know what, I just don't feel like doing it, that you need to do it now. You need to start scheduling. You know, it tells us in Proverbs 24:27 to finish our outdoor work and get our fields ready. After that, build your house. Because, you know, you can build while your fields are in that seed time and harvest. So don't think that you've got to organize your office completely. Make sure that it's, I'm not saying to be in a big mess, but what I am saying is make sure it's organized enough and schedule the important as well as the unimportant. Because what happens is we still have things that we have to do that aren't urgent or what we would consider important. And those things might be time for personal things, personal Bible study, family Bible study, prayer time, time to be with your spouse, time to be with your kids, your quiet time, your reflection time. It can be all these things, but if we overschedule and what we think are the urgent or the important things, those what would seem unimportant things can get really out of hand. Make the most of every opportunity, according to Ephesians 5:16. Another cure is to face your fears. Remember, the main cause of procrastination is fear. And when you're avoiding something, you're probably afraid of it. Identify it. Stand in faith, because we know the opposite of faith is fear. So the opposite of fear is faith. And the greatest fear is the fear of failure. That's why we put off more things than anything else. We're afraid to fail. We're also sometimes afraid to succeed. Just face up to it. Fear isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of humanity. You know, Mark Twain told us, courage isn't the absence of fear, it's moving on in spite of your fear. And when you're feeling fearful, there are two things to do. You need to face your fear by, one, asking yourself, what's the worst thing that can happen? And usually it's not as nearly as bad as you think it could be. And then recite the verse to yourself over and over, saying out loud, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Say it over and over and over until you feel the faith rising up in you, until you start feeling that strength. You may also want to focus on the reward for your efforts. Remember that few things in life are easy. Life's tough. We have to persevere sometimes to see the reward. We need to concentrate on the gain and not the pain. And in Galatians 6:9, it tells us, let us not become weary in doing good, for a proper time we'll reap the harvest if we don't give up. So what's it going to take for you to get in gear? Do you need to really come to the Lord? Do you need to know him as your personal savior? Do you need to just say, hey, God, guess what? I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry that I kind of messed this up. I'm sorry that I'm not as faithful or as diligent as I should be. Please forgive me. And then walk in the freedom that he's prepared for you. You know, I wanted to just share a few more verses with you out of the Word about procrastination and what does it really say. You know, in Proverbs 13:4, it tells us that the soul of the sluggard craves and gets nothing, while the soul of the diligent is richly supplied. If you need to have more energy, if you need to have more things going on in your business, be diligent. You know, Proverbs 12:24 says, the hand of the diligent will rule, while the slothful will be put to forced labor. How many of us would really like to work our direct selling businesses full time? We can do that. It gives us that promise. All it tells us here in Proverbs 12:24 is that we have to be diligent. It tells us the slothful will be put to forced labor. Proverbs 20, verse 4 says, a sluggard does not plow in the autumn. He will seek the harvest and have nothing. This talks about working proactively, being prepared, having your packets, having your information ready and prepared so that when there is the opportunity to talk about your business, that you're prepared and that nothing will stop you. Ephesians 5, 15 through 17 says, look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of your time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what is the will of the Lord. Let us be diligent. Let us walk faithful. Let's be careful to be wise in our business and our business decisions. Let's be strategic in what we're doing each day. You know, it actually tells us in the Word that procrastination is sin. In Romans 7, 20 through 21, it says, now if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but it's sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil is close at hand. So know that if we say that we want to do something and we don't do it, that it's sin. We know that the Lord strengthens us to do everything. And, you know, sometimes, let me go back. I wanted to give you one other verse. I'm sorry. James 4:17, that procrastination is a sin, because it says, so whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it's sin. So if we know what we're supposed to be doing, we know that we've heard from God, we know what the income-producing activities are in our business, and we don't do them, it's a sin. Ouch. You know, it also sometimes can lead to anxiety when we don't do what we know that we need to do. And then we become to this place of overwhelm. And then it just becomes like we just don't want to deal with it at all, right? Proverbs 12:25 says, anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but good work makes him glad. Lots of solutions here just to get busy. You know, Luke 12:35 says, tells us to be prepared. It says, stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning. Ecclesiastes 9:10 tells us, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might, for there's no work or thought or knowledge or wisdom in Sheol to which we're going. So you know what? Wherever we're going, when we pass away, there's no work. We get to rest then. And in Hebrews 3:7-19, it says, therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion on the day of testing in the wilderness where your fathers put me to the test and saw my works for 40 years. Therefore, I was provoked with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart. They have not known my ways. As I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. I don't want that for you. I want you to rest in God's promises. All we have to do today is repent. We don't need to continue to flounder and wander around in circles in the wilderness, especially not for another 40 years. God is good, and he wants us to be here. He wants us to be diligent in our businesses. He wants us to be successful. Well, before we started our prayer time today, we talked with several people, and I took several prayer requests and praise reports, but I wanted to offer up real quickly if anyone had a prayer request or a praise report that I could take before the Lord before we go with him into our prayer time together. Does anybody have a prayer request or a praise report?
I have both. It's Maggie.
Hi, Maggie.
A praise to you, because today's message was like head-to-toe chilling, like... It was great. It was clear cut into the heart. And a prayer, just before your call and why I missed a couple minutes, my assistant I've been training and was so excited about came to me and used the word. I just liked one of the, well, there's three words, and this is the one that's just too much for me. And she said she was overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. And so she didn't want to go forward working in my office. And it wasn't just my office, but it's her life and balancing her kiddos for the summer. And so I was like, okay, God, there's someone out there who would love this position and be blessed by it, but I don't know who they are right now. And then I jumped on your call. So
okay.
Yeah, so some prayers in that, knowing that there is someone out there that would enjoy it, you know, value the time, the energy, the income. So, yes, but your message today was, oh, so good. I want to listen again.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we'll post the replay later today.
Okay.
Anybody else have a prayer request or a praise report real quick?
Becky, it's
yes.
Paula.
Hi, Paula.
Hello. Just thank you so much for addressing the procrastination. I'm so truly grateful, and I appreciate it, and your prayers for that are so wonderful. So thank you for addressing all this.
Oh, you're welcome. Praise God.
Yes.
Anybody else? All right, let's bow our heads in prayer, and we're just going to go before the Lord. Lord, we love you, and we want to first off just praise you for how good you are and that you just love us. And Lord, we want to thank you that we woke up this morning, that you've given us energy and strength for a new day, and that you've got a great plan for us today. Lord, we do also want to ask forgiveness for times that we've procrastinated or we've chosen not to look or to see or to act on what you would have for us. And Lord, we ask forgiveness for laziness, passivity, for being slothful or just not moving when we knew that you would want us to trust you and obey. Lord, show us how to overcome our procrastination, our laziness, our passivity. Help us to practice diligence and to tackle our obligations and our tasks with vigor, excitement, energy, and the extraordinary passion that only you can provide for us with your strength and your joy. Remind us, Lord, that time is so precious. That's the most precious thing that you've given us, that and people. Teach us how to use the most effective both, Lord, that we can use our time to effectively reach people for your kingdom, that we can make a difference in their lives and in our businesses. Thank you so much, Father, for your diligence that's going to bring us heavenly and earthly rewards. Lord, I thank you so much for Leanna that was on our call, Lord, that she actually has been laid off and she has the opportunity to already have her It Works business in play, so she's able to do that. And Lord, I pray that you will help her to be able to stay home and do that full time, that you will give her the success that she dreams of and she desires. Lord, we praise you for Susan's health coverage. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you. We give you glory for that, Lord, and that she will be able to take this extra time, the extra benefits, Lord, and that she will be able to redeem them and use them to not only build her business, but build the kingdom. Lord, we are just so thankful for your time. We thank you that you are so faithful to speak to us, and to speak in and through me, Lord. I praise you for that. And I praise you for those that are diligent and are on the call or listening to the replay, Lord. I praise you for their businesses. And, Lord, I praise you that you know that Maggie needs an office assistant, and you've got the perfect person just waiting. I pray that you will help her to see this person, that you will bring them into contact, and that Maggie will not become anxious, but that she will trust in your timing and in your person. And, Lord, that her assistant that felt overwhelmed, Lord, that you will bless her, that you will bless her with peace that goes beyond understanding, that you will start ordering her steps, that you will give her a plan and make it very clear for her. Lord, I thank you for the calling you've placed on each one of our lives. I thank you for the businesses that you've given us. I thank you for the customers and the hostesses and the team members that are moving up through our compensation and our career paths, Lord. I thank you for the favor that's going out before each and every person today in their business as they're diligent and they're seeking you. Lord, I pray that you will free them from shame and guilt and frustration, Lord, but that you will help them to see the opportunities that are set before them, that they will no longer feel that they can't, or that they won't, but they can. And they can do all things through you that strengthens them, Lord. Strengthen them. Make them feel as if they could soar as eagles. Give them the strength to do the next thing that you have for them. We praise you and we thank you for all the good things that you are doing in and through us. We thank you that you are allowing us to be ministers in the marketplace. Lord, we want to bless you and just give you glory and honor for all the beautiful and wonderful things that you do for us and just for loving us. Thank you, Father, for these people that are faithful each and every day, and thank you for the opportunity that I have to interact with them on a daily and weekly basis. I love you, Father God. I ask that you will continue to help us all be faithful. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a fantastic week, everybody. God bless you. I'll be posting my assistant will be posting the replays later today. Feel free to share it with your team or just anybody else that you feel this would be a great message for them to hear. We would love that. And let's connect on the Facebook fan page, The Christian Direct Seller. I love you. I'm praying for you each and every day. God bless you. And don't hesitate to reach out to me if there's any way that I can bless or serve you. We love you. Bye, everybody.